Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Jill Safarian. And if the broadcast sounds a little different, it's because the landline over here went out and we're on the cell. But we're not on the battery. We got it plugged in to the electricity, so hopefully get a better reception. Inner Sight, hope you had a good holiday yesterday. We took the night off, and tonight will be a combination of Mad or Glad and open mic. So it's whichever you want to do. You know, you want to call in, we'll try to get the phones open a little bit later. And my deepest condolences to Tracy and John. I never met Tracy, but I know John. He's a former pilot. And we usually meet up in the morning, take a walk. He has his dog. His dog is just a pet dog. And I have my guide dog. And deepest condolences, they lost the little sweet dog, Lucky, who passed away. Lucky was had a good life. He was about 14. And they saved him. They rescued him. And they gave him a good home and a good life. So we need to get more dogs rescued, especially to help and serve the disabled. I put in a call today to the local shelter here. I'm hoping they're going to respond to help us honor Service Dog Month and to reach out, try to pass a law to protect people who are denied guide dogs and service dogs. It's horrible when you go through that training and schools decide you shouldn't have a dog and there's no proof, there's no evidence, there's no hearing. The courts don't protect us. So we're hoping that the shelter where I got two guide dogs previously, where I got two dogs and trained them as guide dogs, to be more, to clarify that, trained them on my own. We're hoping that the local shelter will step up and honor us with a news story and, you know, get together and reach out, and because I'm sure that there are many dogs in that shelter who could serve the disabled and who would therefore have a purpose in life. You know, somebody told me something, and I never really thought of it, but it's so true. Somebody who's a big dog rescue person said to me a while back, a dog knows when you help them and when you rescue them, can appreciate it. And they are given a purpose in life. So I believe that. And I think that these agencies ought to do a lot more to save dogs. And what they also should do is get involved in passing a law for service cats. I think cats can make a great contribution to a service animal. Now, I used to be friends with Captain Haggerty years ago, and his cat was named Motorman, and he trained him. Cat was very trainable, very smart. You know, he would come on command and all that. So there's a great potential there, and I'm surprised that no one has come forward to make a move to save thousands of cats who could serve the disabled, you know, mostly in an emotional support type situation, or even a calming situation, a person that has epilepsy or autism or whatever. So InnerSight would like to sponsor a move like that. Any cat lovers out there, we greatly appreciate that. You know, we can start a campaign, try to get a legislator who's a cat lover, and draft a bill. I bet a lot of cat lovers would support us. So don't underestimate the cat. You know, they're very, very beautiful, smart animals. Their agility alone is commendable. All right, InnerSight open mic. And when we come back, I'll tell you about some of the things that I heard in the news, one of which is about a stimulus. To you by the Big East Akita Rescue, and we certainly salute the Akita Rescue for believing in the Akita, who can make a great guide dog. And we've proved that many, many times over. So we salute Guide Dog Month. And as part of that, we honor the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. September is Guide Dog Awareness, National Guide Dog Month. So we have a couple of things going up on the Facebook, and you can sign our petition in honor of National Guide Dog Month. Go to change.org. The Akita number 609-388-7004. All the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Some of them who have passed away, Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, Royalty, little baby, and all of those youngsters should have had a lot more protection than they did. The agencies need to do a lot more to protect children, especially if the child is disabled. All right, Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard him talk about here on InnerSight. He'll like that. And he'll help you, anything with real estate. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. 1186. If you have a dog or a cat and you need the food and you're a little short on funding because of what's going on and you can't get any food, call Nobody Starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary. He has a great hobby. And that hobby is providing dog food and cat food and medical when he's able to do it for the animals, veterinarian services. So 631-484-3085 on the Kelly, as they would say, across the ocean. All right? Or if you want to say it the way Louie would say, on the ringy dingy. 631-484-3085. We'll try to get Louie on here later to promote the Friday Night Funnies. All right, in a sight around the world, some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Sunset Restaurant, Islip Cleaners, Suffolk Bus Corp. And we're still looking to match that $2,000 donation that they so graciously gave us. So if you have a business, you're looking for some promotion, and you can manage the $2,000, let us know. We'd be happy to promote your product and your business. Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. So check us out. The Inner Sight number is inoperable right now, but you can still leave a message. Wait till the beep if you're calling. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and you need a American Disability Act lawyer, James Bahamundi, at 516-783-9662. Any civil rights questions, give Jim a call. Yeah, we took off last night. Tonight's show, open mic, combination of open mic and Mad or Glad. So whichever you're feeling, and we'll try to get the phones open in a little bit. I heard a very interesting item on the news about a group. The group went unnamed, but it was a group that wants to propose to Congress a stimulus for retirees, you know, people who retired, seniors. And I think it's a good idea, and it gave me an idea that maybe Inner Sight, I'm going to try to find out how to implement this. Maybe Inner Sight could propose stimulus for disabled, you know, because most disabled people don't get much money, and the times are hard, and the prices are going up, and so I'm going to look into that and see what the possibilities are of recommending to Congress. I have to call my congressman tomorrow anyway on the other issue that we met with him on, licensing the guide dog schools. So I may as well try to find out what would be involved. If this other group did it, why can't we for the disabled? All right. So we'll keep you posted and let you know about that. Inner Sight. Around the world. And this is the open mic. Now, tomorrow night show should be very interesting. Every job should be accessible. Now, there's something to think about. Person looking for a job, just heard about somebody called me last night and said her cousin in a wheelchair worked hard to get a master's degree, and he's been the victim of a lot of discrimination. Nobody wants to hire him, you know? So tomorrow night we'll talk about that and what has to be done and what should be done and how the government can get involved with that and save money, the taxpayers. tomorrow night. Thursday night, my dear friend Peach will be with us, subject to be announced. So we look forward to that. My old co-host back with us weekly on Thursday night. And, of course, Friday is the funniest around here. Now, don't forget, we're still on television. Tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, 1997. That's Manhattan Neighborhood Network. Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel tomorrow night. And, of course, Thursday on the Altice. That's Long Island Cable. They call it Altice now. Thursday at 7:30, Channel 20, Thursday night, all right? And people still see us. I've been approached by two different people in the last week or so. Oh, I saw you on television. I saw you. So the show is alive and out there, and Inner Sight is out there, and we're moving forward. We're number 3 in the country, the top 10 shows on the disabled. And the reason we're number 3 is because we tell it like it is. We tell the truth. We're trying to remove the burden from the taxpayers and the government. You know, the government should get these agencies more involved to raise money. And as I said the other night, we recently helped a woman, and I'm not going to mention any names because I haven't cleared this with her, but a woman who's getting out of the nursing home, and the agency is keeping her in there because they claimed they couldn't find an aide for her. Well, we came along, and we found an aide for her in a matter of days. The reason is because Inner Sight is more creative and innovative. You know? And it's an example of how the money makes the difference. This person happens to have a little bit of funding to pay for the aid. Very few people have that. But it shows you what we say is true. If the money is in the hands of the disabled person, it's a lot easier to get an aid because you can make a deal with the person and you can find somebody who you know and trust. And that's exactly what we did. So let the system evolve into something good. That's really what this government should do. You know, put the money into the hands of the people who need it for the purpose of the reason why it's there. And let people supervise their money and run their own lives. And the government and the agency should check on them and make sure the money is being used in the right way. So that's one of the goals of Inner Sight. And this woman that we've been helping shows you that it can work that way. And it works better. Because if you have the money to pay someone, you know, and you can maybe offer them a little extra, a little better deal and situation, you're going to get better people. Teamwork. A person's aid should be a teamwork, just like a blind person with a guide dog. It's a teamwork. And that cannot be accomplished the way the system is set up now, because the agencies control the money and the person. The person doesn't look to the disabled person, they look to the agency. So that's where their money's coming from. Common sense world. You know, that's where the whole thing comes from. Horse sense. Why are the horse so smart? Well, they got horse sense. All right, inner sight, we're hoping to get our engineer in here soon. And try to, the mic's open, and maybe get a call, a couple of calls on the combination show, open mic and Matt are glad. Anything you're glad about or mad about, you can, you couldn't call it in last night, maybe you get a chance to call in tonight. I don't know what happened out here. We're out in Suffolk County, New York. But the phone went out. Just out of the blue. No storms. No wind. Speak of. You know. And boom, the phone goes out. So you see, you never know in this world. I always say it, it's so true. You never know what's going to happen next. You got to be prepared, not only in your mind, but physically and mentally. So we're still on the air. We're on the cell phone. The electricity is on. We're plugged in to the electrical outlet. And here we are on Inner Sight. And school coming back. I think it starts tomorrow. In fact. Yeah, tomorrow might be the first day of school. Yeah, I think my friend told me his wife is a teacher, so she goes back to work tomorrow. So good luck with that, and a mad for me is, and I'm sure for many others, is the government trying to shove this vaccine down people's throats. You know, I think that's the wrong approach. You know, when you have to force people to take something, it doesn't sit right with them most of the time, you know. And it's very disheartening, and I've said this many times and it's worth repeating, very disheartening that they haven't called upon other doctors who have other points of view. You know, I heard today that some Chinese company has honored some kind of a substance to kill the virus that hasn't been proven. Well, there's a lot of Chinese herbs that people take that work wonders that haven't been proven. You know? Now, if they're so concerned about things that haven't been proven, why don't they check them out? You know? Why don't they do research on them and you know, find out if this stuff works or not? You know, they say things haven't been proven, but they're not trying to prove it or take a look at it or, you know, open-mindedly. You never hear about that from the FDA. You know, to say something hasn't been proven, all right, well, why don't you try and prove it? See, that's the thing that really bothers me, and I'm sure many, many other people, because there are many doctors with different opinions of what's going on. And there was a guy on the news the other day, some big corporate guy who did some kind of research. I didn't get all the details, but I only listen to the headlines. They don't give you all the details. But this guy discovered that many, many people who supposedly had this virus died from obesity, not necessarily from a virus. You know? And we've heard this before. So what's going on with that? You know. So there's a lot to be said and a lot to be examined and looked into. You know. By the way, if you're listening to the show and you want to make a comment, we don't have an engineer on here right now. So you can dial the InterSight number and you'll get the recording, and you can leave a comment and we'll try to retrieve it and broadcast it tomorrow night. 631-224-3090 is the number, InterSight. 631-224-3090. I believe the phone can record calls. If the phone's been out, but
hi.
I think
I had a little trouble with my internet right now. Sorry.
Well, there you are.
Yeah, I had a little trouble. Slow. I had to reboot my phone a few times.
Well, do the Able News, and we'll continue.
Okay, we'll move on. We have Anthony waiting in queue. Sorry about that. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various people, and also they have a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, don't forget to sign our petition. The one on the nursing home needs a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah.
And we've been sending out alerts on the Facebook
yep.
at the nursing home. So, you know, I got to tell you that this being National Guide Dog Month, I would like to see a major newspaper or a major news station every day come out with a different fact about service dog schools, not to hurt them, to inform the public. You know? I mean, the biggest fact is that there's no law, there's no regulation, there's no license. But even above and beyond that, there's things that people don't know.
That's
you know,
true.
For instance, I had one person say to me, "Oh, I thought once you get a dog, you're always eligible. You can always go back and get another one." These people are misinformed.
Oh, yeah.
They got these concepts in their mind, and it's so untrue.
Yeah.
You know? The media needs to do more. The media is not putting enough emphasis on the importance of what a service dog means to a disabled person. It's the difference between life and death. It's the difference between safety and not safety. And it's the difference between mental, you know, feeling good mentally and not.
Yeah.
So the media has not given us the attention that they should have on this subject. And we reached out today to the Associated Press, the Eyewitness News, on the Twitter, and we're trying to get people. You know, tomorrow I'm going to reach out to the local paper here who did a story on us back in July, see if they'll do something on it.
Yeah,
but
I hope so.
What needs to be done, in my mind, is a daily log for the month of September, at least a daily log, different facts. You know, another fact is that the agencies, the guide dog schools, won't help a blind person who wants to train, evaluate, and train the dog on their own,
yeah.
Or find the dog on their own, or have a dog that's suitable, and
sure.
And help them train it. See, the public's not aware of this. They'll raise the money, and then they won't help the person, and they keep the money. So I'd like to see the media do a lot more. 213-816-1650, if you want to call in. Anybody on the line?
Yes, we have Anthony waiting in queue.
Oh, all right. Anthony from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It's either open mic or medical air, whatever you want.
Here we go. Police combination. That's my guess.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. I do have a topic for open mic that I wanted to discuss briefly, but I think that we're the only ones that are drawing attention to these issues, and we should be number one, because it's not because, you know, I work with this organization, but we're the best. And we're the ones who tell it like it is. Everybody else, you know, is wishy-washy about it, and they have to be careful what they say, because if they say something that their management doesn't like, they could be fired, or, you know, they'll find a way to lay you off and get rid of you because you have to cater to an organization's philosophy. And that's what it's all about. And you are not to speak, you know, out at all. You are to humbly do your job and work until 5 o'clock and be quiet. You're not allowed to have your own opinions that you're allowed to express or do anything outside of what the agency allows. We're free and we do whatever we want. We're not controlled by anybody. But I wanted to tell you guys about an organization called Carol Services for the Blind. It's an organization in Massachusetts, and you can check out their website, carol.org/store, because they have braille dice for blind people. They have talking blood pressure monitors, and they also have braille game cards, like if you want to play War, Rummy, things like that. And also LS&S has slate and styluses and braille labeling tape, which is a very good price, and they're a good catalog that doesn't get much notoriety. But I did hear more about the nursing homes today in Louisiana, and of course they're in trouble again, because the more I hear about these nursing homes in, you know, Louisiana especially, because you would have thought that they would have learned a lesson from, you know, what happened before, and now I'm finding out that they never had any power, you know, to help themselves run at all, even for a little while, when the storm hit, because they didn't have any power generators. And so much that is required in a nursing home is non-existent there.
Anthony, aren't those nursing homes required to have emergency generators?
Yeah.
They are, but there was an incident in Florida, too, years ago. I don't know if you remember, where people overheated because the air conditioning broke down, and they said that they tried to get help from the government, and they, you know, investigated and found out that they didn't, and, you know, how badly they've neglected these people in the nursing homes. And it seems like,
wow,
you know, it's just the same as it always has been, and just
getting
worse and
worse. They ought to be
arrested
for that crap. That's horrible.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, because as soon as you wind up in one of those kind of situations where you are, you know, in a nursing home, frail and sick and weak and everything else, it's like, you know, you're put in a position to where if, God forbid, something happens in one of those facilities, you are pretty much, you know, set to die because they don't have any plan for you and there's nothing they're going to do to try to save you. There were allegations in Louisiana when the Hurricane Katrina happened that people were given medication to stop their heart because they could not rescue them from the nursing homes when they got flooded, and they just sort of, you know, induced their heart to stop so they would die and they wouldn't, you know, have to suffer, so they said, but it wouldn't have even given them a chance to survive. Now, of course, they're going to deny that, but, you know, God knows with these nursing homes and, you know, I mean, they had people urinating and defecating in a big bucket and everything else. I mean, you know, can't we have done a little better than this? I know the storm came, but how about before then? I mean, the facility wouldn't have stand a chance to survive. And, you know, this is the kind of care they get. It always seems that everything that the disabled depend on to survive collapses anytime anything happens. You know, with the coronavirus, the
so
home care agencies.
They belong in their own home where they would be safer.
That's the issue. But, you know, the government has an obsession with wanting to keep them there because, you know, people want jobs and people want money and the government doesn't care. Even Cuomo had a, you know, their old kind of attitude and, you know, I mean, he didn't want to say it, but you can kind of get the impression that he felt that if they died, they died, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then... And it's like nobody cares, and it's like they've washed their hands and dried them to whatever happens, and just, you know, let the flood come and the nursing home, you know, break off the foundation and just float away. It's unbelievable, you know what I mean? What about people who are only there temporarily till they get better or for rehab or whatever? I mean, you know, they've just totally, you know, left these people, you know, to... It's a pasture,
Before I moved here to where I am now, I used to live on the grid of a big hospital in the last hurricane that we had. And my lights never went out because I was on that grid. And they had a generator, you know, that automatically kicked in, you know?
What?
That's a must. That's a law. Where the hell is the law in Louisiana?
In the hospitals, they have that, and they, you know, make sure they follow the laws, and they, you know, watch over these people who are in desperate circumstances much better than these nursing homes. But these nursing homes are private facilities which are ran like garbage, and, you know, nobody really cares, and nobody manages them, nobody monitors them, you know, and they're privately owned by people, and, you know, whatever they have, and whatever happens, happens, and whatever is supposed to happen that doesn't happen, it's like, oh, well, too bad, you know, and they never do better next time. It's always, you know, worse and worse and worse, and they're always under investigation and getting fines, and they just pay it off and, you know, keep them in the nursing home because they need care. And I've talked to people who work in nursing homes, and they'll tell you that all they basically do is mostly deal with the, you know, supervising who gets their medication, read computers, and change a diaper once a day. So, I mean, you mean to tell me that this is what they're putting people in a facility for? You know, where's that extra level of care? And even the doctors in nursing homes, all they do is you know, constantly prescribe the same medication and send them to the hospitals over and over and over. I mean, and they've got bruises all over them and nobody knows where they came from because, you know, they're, you know, you don't know who did what and you don't know what to believe. And, of course, they're going to deny it. And some of the seniors are afraid to say anything. And, you know, it goes on, you know, pretty much nursing home-wide, I believe. Yeah, it is a horror show. You know, it's a human disgrace. I don't know what to say. But
you said it.
It's hopeless. The epitome of I don't know what you call it. It's the nursing homes are filthy. You know. Yeah, this is like something that, you know, should be put in a documentary that you watch. Yeah, it's like a, you know, this should be put in a documentary that you watch, that you, you know, you hear about in a foreign country, about how they take care of people because they don't have medical advancement and they don't know better and, you know, they're not educated and they're overcrowded and they don't have the facilities for it. But not in America, you know what I mean? And
we got to get rid of these places. It's the only answer.
Yeah, it is the only answer. I mean, even if a homemaker is only going to change your pull-up once a day, you know, it's better. You'd be more comfortable and it's cleaner and it's safer than being in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Because what people have been taught about nursing homes and the level of care that they get and, you know, the appropriate reason to put them there is totally, you know, a bunch of nonsense and, you know, is, you know, what they used to do years ago and what they believed in. But the nursing homes have always been this way, so I don't know why people keep their family members there. But now, you know, people are starting to take them out, thankfully, because they're afraid of their relatives getting coronavirus and they don't want to go there. And, you know, I mean, so many people took them out when they found out that they couldn't be seen in the nursing homes because they weren't allowing people to go there because of the coronavirus. So that's a good thing. But
well, listen, we're gonna see if we have any other callers, but thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome, Frank. Take care.
Greatly appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And this is a combination tonight of Open Mic and Mad or Glad.
Well, I have both.
And I'll never forget the conversation with a friend of mine some time back. And he was explaining to me, this guy was a deputy commissioner, explaining to me why and how, on what premise nursing homes operate. Now, you want to know why all this stuff happens? Because people go into a nursing home to die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the premise. That's what they proceed on. Why should we waste our time and our energy and the person's here to die? See? There's the philosophy. That's
did I
why
give
all
them authority to do that? No. I didn't give them authority to do that. I didn't give myself authority to roll over and die either when I was in a nursing home.
If somebody's in a place to die, you know, people are going to have the attitude, well, why should we? They're here for that.
Right.
You know, just give them at the bare minimum, and that's it. And that's why
we keep the rest.
People are treated like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a horrible, horrible situation, and nobody has the right to judge when somebody's going to die. See, this is what happens when people try to interfere with the business of God, and that's exactly what that policy is. So we at Inner Sight are determined to get rid of these damn nursing homes. You know, and I wish the other agencies would join us. Even if at this point, even if they have to rebel and join us, I tell them, I say to them, rebel. Don't let the government push you around like this. You know, rebel against it. Because this is horrible. what's going on with people. You know, and there's so many people living in fear of going into a nursing home.
I am.
I'm not.
I am.
The hell I'm not. You better believe I'm not, because I'm not going to let it happen.
How do you not
die,
let it happen?
Because I'm going to die my way, not their way.
That's true.
How I can't let it happen.
But see, here's the situation that happens, and I don't really think people realize it. By the way, we also have Louie waiting in queue, but I just want to touch quickly on this. People don't realize that when you go to a nursing home, or actually to a hospital, okay, say you picked up off the street, you pass out, you're still evaluated, you know, in the same manner that I told you. You know, does this person need a one-person assist or a two-person assist? Do they have family members to take care of them? Do they have appropriate family member to take care of them? Is the person taking care of them disabled themselves? They make assumptions. They really do.
The money was there, they wouldn't need family members.
That's right.
They could find the right people.
Right.
All right, in a site. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. We have Louie on the line. Going to tell you about the funnies coming up on Friday with Louie the Lip and all the usual weird characters on Friday. All right, let's get Lou on the line.
Okay.
In a sight.
Hey.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi,
hey.
How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I had a good time on Friday, past Friday with the frog. I was doing funny jokes and everything.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We all did.
I like that song you did, too.
Oh, he's got his drum.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Yeah.
Not his drum, it's his brain.
Yeah, I know. His hands hitting the table, I don't know. Not the conga, no.
Yeah, so what's up, Lou? What do you got in mind for this Friday? We should do something different. Let's do, I don't know, Louie Rivera as the head of the international Inner Sight program.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Why
can't you be Louie? Why can't
What's
you
that?
Be? You could
Say it again.
Be the head. We you could be the head.
Louie
the Inner Sight Follicks.
The Inner Sight International. All right, the International Frolics, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Sound like a combo beat through the phone.
Yeah, it sounded like it. I don't know where that came from. Sounded like
right
a really
in front
good
of,
player.
Right in front of my head, in front of my bongo right here.
Oh, there. That's you. Wow, you're really good at it. You really are.
Okay.
Bubba-loo.
Why don't we say a few words for Friday, Frank and Suzanne?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let them have it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jerry Lewis, and my pal is Anna Dana. Make sure you stay tuned on a Friday night from 8 to 9 o'clock on the Inner Sight Blog Talk Radio presents The Follies. And we're going to have a lot of fun with Rosanna Dana and Buffy and the Swab. And then we're going to go over to Sanford and Son and the Honeymoons and the Friendly Philosopher and Lauren Hardy. All that and more on Friday night. Make sure you tune in on your ringy ringy on the Friday night.
Oh.
This is from Jerry Lurie talking to the Block Talk Radio for Frolics for Friday night.
Hey, you know, you haven't done Al Jolson for a while. Gotta get some of
that. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll give it a shot and see if I'll give it a shot and try, you know.
Yeah. Little mammy.
As a man from Manhattan, on a kind of manana, on a four-second cedar, dot na Havana. Here's a man from Manhattan, on a four-second cedar, I found a senorita, I got a who.
All right, Louis Rivera, Friday night, we're gonna get you to do some Al Jolson.
Oh, that'd be good. He has the best voice for that.
Yeah, I'm too shy to do it. I can't do it. I'm too shy.
Ah, Louis,
you
can't get out of it.
You practice between now and Friday.
That's right.
And then you won't be shy anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you hear the call to drama on through the phone?
Yeah, we heard it.
Sounds real good.
Hey, imagine if Al Jolson played the conga drum.
Yeah. Did you hear it? Did you hear it, Suzanne? Playing the
conga
drum?
Yeah, I
hear
it. I heard it on Friday, too.
What do you think of it?
I love it.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm setting three conga drums up on through the phone.
There you go.
All right, Friday night, 8 o'clock.
That's right.
Wallet.
It'll be fun to hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to get some more love drops. I got to order some.
Dang.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Get those love drops.
Yeah, I'm going to go for it now. I'm going to go for love drops, you know.
And
yeah,
you go
now,
down
I'm
the
gonna,
street. Throw them at all the girls. Love drops.
Yeah, And give some to Buffy Casalo, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the girls can jump through the air and catch the love drops.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Afray, Suzanne, I love you very much.
Oh, I love you too, Lou.
Yeah,
all right,
like a big
see
hug.
You on Friday, Lou. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I love you guys and you too, Suzanne.
Oh, we love you too, Lou.
Yeah.
All right. Hey.
All right, in a sight.
Okay. Take care.
Right. Take care, Lou.
And the open mic, and of course tonight being a little different combination, open mic and Matt are glad, so.
Yeah. Well, I have some weird occurrence today. I get a call from your favorite thing. I think, what do you call, Don Horn went to his supervisor. Yes, he did. And I got Iris Allen, who actually spoke with me, and they wanted to speak with me and see what was going on and why the case has not been progressing. Well, I must have given him the shock of his life. He had to call his manager straight because I said, listen, if I don't get some sort of job because I'm in desperate shape, I'm going to call for a fair hearing publicized. He must have called his supervisor. So that's what happened.
Well, what did they say?
So
they're going to
straighten
the whole thing out, or what? What are they going to do?
They're going to be on a Zoom call with me, and we're going to plan what I want.
They got to straighten it out. The call is me a damn thing unless they're going to... They gave you some equipment, you know?
Yeah.
Make sure the stuff works.
Oh,
and
of course.
You can tell them you need a voice-activated system.
Yes, I do.
That's what you need.
Yeah. And I need to be able to pause it for when other people are talking to me, and then I could then go back and dictate.
Yeah. And,
otherwise,
and you need
if I try to do that
typing
on a speaker... I'm sorry?
You need it to work while you're typing. When Allie
yeah,
types, and I know this for a fact because I'm doing my book with this now, When she types on the computer, her phone doesn't go crazy and break up like yours.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
Tell them to fix the damn thing.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Tell them to get somebody over there and find out what the hell's going on, straighten out the equipment.
Yep.
You know? I mean, what they really should do, and they're not going to do it, is make sure that any job that you get, you know, that they're going to make it totally accessible for you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what they should be doing. But I wouldn't even go there. I would just make sure that you've got the equipment, you know, with the voice. Because then, if you have that, you can work for us.
Yeah.
Set up that corporate thing I want to do and send out letters.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll get as a fundraiser, you'll get 20% of whatever we take in.
Okay.
If you have the right equipment, you could do that.
Oh, I could do that quickly. Yeah. Very quickly.
If you have the right equipment. Work for us. Why should you work for somebody else?
Yeah, I'd rather do that.
Yeah, just email the letters, you know, the corporate public relations or community relations.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have the right equipment. You can't sit there and struggle and every time you go to type something, you can't understand what you're saying.
They did a half-assed job. I'll tell you that much.
Sure,
it's not only the commission, it's the combination of all the services that they called in to help me. And I told her it's been over 7 years. She goes, I know. She knows. That's the sad part. She knows.
Get their ass over there and straighten it out.
I will.
No. All right. In a sight. 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
No, we're good.
All right. Tomorrow night's show, make every job accessible.
Case in point, my experience.
How simple and beautiful that is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You want people to work?
Mm-hmm.
Give us enforcement. Give us the damn money to make it successful.
Yeah.
With the enforcement. That's tomorrow night. All right? And we'll be with you 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank all our listeners. You got a quick number for me?
Oh, yeah. It's 109,787.
Oh, wow. Almost 1010.
Right.
We need a little over 200 listeners.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight, I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our callers, listeners. Thank you so much for putting us up in the top 10.
Yes.
And I appreciate Anthony's comment. Yeah, we should be number one. Nobody tells it like us.
No.
Make us number one, world.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Don't forget National Service Dog Month. Sign the petition. Look at the nursing home one, too, while you're up there.
Yeah.
Inner Sight, be with you tomorrow night. 8 to 9, live. And thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight. Good night. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.